Crank Wagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
Oh my God! Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, Mr. Murphy is going to go on a rant. Mr. Personality is going to hide behind the console. And Decaf interrupts everyone to get a very valid point across, but then has to leave to get his toenails waxed and his ass crack clipped. So if you're listening live, go to spankwagon.net right now. Click on the cam and chat. Join the conversation. And watch us live. Naked women in the studio tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce all the kick-ass people who do this show. First off, sitting across from me in his trusty true blue Dodger shirt, plugging away at something or someone. Let's say hello to Mr. Murphy.
Hi, boys and girls.
There you are, and that wasn't even my fault. Sitting across from me with the coolest of cool when he puts on his sunglasses. Put your sunglasses back on. Show him how cool you are on the video. Kicking with the Ray-Bans, your friend and mine, Big Daddy Decaf.
You know, what's funny is that when I put my sunglasses in the studio, I can only think of the time when we punked that.
Churchy.
Yeah, Churchy. Nice. I sat there the whole show with the sunglasses on, looking all pissed off.
Oh no, a large black militant man, whatever will I do?
All you got to do is join us for the next couple hours. Especially you, Mr. Johnson.
I don't want to touch your Johnson.
I think you've shaken his hand.
Oh, dude. There was only that one time.
Oh, no.
Gay chicken?
I don't lose.
And I don't win. In any way.
Winner.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net. Drink, bitch.
Yes, the official opening round of the Spank Wagon Radio drinking game. All you got to do is wait for all three of us to give out the .net, and then you take a drink.
That's funny. I haven't said .net in a while. My jaw hurts. You know, it was kind of fucked up that it was such a good point. Got a fucking phone call and then I fucking left last week.
Like, oh, gotta go.
Yeah.
Bitch is calling.
Totally.
No, actually, what? And you know what the worst part is?
Wasn't even that great of a party?
No.
Did you left this here?
Everyone's already fucking gone. I was just me and one of my coworkers, the only ones left. He's like, I'm fucking buzzed, dude. Everybody's fucking gone. I'm like, well. Dude. I'm not going to leave him at the bar by himself.
You are.
The worst part is that you get a buzz and the fucker's just leaving. You're sitting there by yourself and shit.
That is kind of lame.
So even I said, I'll go meet you, man. I'll hang out. So we played some pool and it was good, but. I'm not leaving the show early no more for no fucking
reason. Let's see. Dirty D came in and was stroking my leg underneath the desk. And then afterwards, we all went and went to 777.
Yep.
Had some beer, had some food.
Yep.
I sent my meatloaf back and had it come back warm.
The fact that you ordered meatloaf, that's the funniest thing. We're in like, you know.
Okay, look. How many fucking hints do I have to drop to you two? Hey, guys, they have a really good sampler platter here. It's got colossal shrimp and all kinds of stuff in it I can't eat by myself. Hey, guys, it's a good thing we're here. I really love that sampler platter they got here. Everybody sits down. All right, guys, what are you going to order? I don't know. I'll let them go first. Treasure, I have a salad. I'll have the sushi and this and that and this. I'm like, motherfucker, I just spent the last 45 minutes telling you people that I wanted a goddamn platter and I couldn't eat by myself. So fuck. And then the worst fucking part is I had to pay for the goddamn meal.
Yep.
Did you expect
assholes?
Oh, it was a woman in Trincher. What the fuck did you expect?
I know. Fuck, man.
That's why I got the fuck out.
check came and Trincher's like, oh, I don't have couch this week. Can you get me? I'm like, motherfucker.
I didn't either. Yes.
So fuck me running.
So yeah, cold meatloaf.
It was cold the first time, but then I had him bring it back and it was fine the second.
What he did is sat on it. Warmed it right up, man. Yeah. I tell you, warmed it right up.
.net.
Not this round.
No, not this round. But I get to drink anyway.
Wait. What is he drinking?
Diet Lipton.
Okay, now.
Diet Lipton.
No alcohol.
No alcohol.
What is it? Lent.
I just opened it here.
Now I gotta ask you about something. And as
Cookie just. Cookie's like, suck me jogging.
Nice.
Well, you got fuck me running, suck me jogging.
Okay. So, what was I watching today? I was watching something the other day on television, and God. I was watching it not because I'm a fan of the show, but only because it was literally the only thing on television. I was watching the I Love Money 2 recap show after, you know, somebody won. But I watched like 3 episodes like the entire year. I have no idea what the show is. Oh, God.
Mr. Johnson, I cannot confirm nor deny that Mr. Murphy has touched my Johnson.
Oh, good Lord. So anyway, for those of you that have never watched the show, the host of the show is black, and one of the people...
What?
Just shut up. Yeah, I know. You're shocked and amazed that there's a black man on television that doesn't have a chain around his neck.
Shut up.
So the host, and he's interviewing one of the other guys, and the guy's name was It. I don't know. Another black guy. So when the guy comes up, they come up to greet each other. He's like, my Obama, what up? Seriously? Is that it now?
What?
I never heard that before. What?
Apparently, it's...
I'm friends with too many white people to get led to the club anymore. they busted me with my Chicago CD. That was it.
Motherfucker, James Taylor, you fucking kidding me?
There's like, this was supposed to be the last time, dude. Oh, man. This is it, man. After this, no more cracker music, I swear.
Right.
You haven't heard this yet?
My Obama.
What's up, my Obama?
That's it, exactly. That's what it was. I was like, are you kidding me? Really? Wow.
Did you come up with it? Church must have came up with it. I didn't know using the NWACP site.
Cookie says, Obama, please.
You're not Marcus. You signed up as Marcus this shit on the site. I'm Marcus, man. My Obama. What?
That's Marcus.
That's a tight shit right there, dog.
That's Marquise.
Marquise.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it right. Yeah,
we're going to double the blackness on that. Just can't go Marcus. You got to go Marquise.
I'm Marquise.
Look, if anybody else in the chat room has heard this or encountered this, I have never heard of this, but if you have... Why don't you give us a call and let us know?
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you call us and give us a...
My Obama.
My Obama.
1-866. Wait. I'll do the number. Ready? 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Now, does that also mean that one guy who delivered the furniture decaf is going to come up to you and say, My Obama. My Obama.
Instead of my dick.
My Obama.
My Obama. You know, I saw that motherfucker again.
Why?
Wait, did you hold up the sign for them to see? Hold on. Let me zoom in on it. Hold it right there.
All
right,
holding. I figure these motherfuckers have got to be doing something wrong. If they can't read it off of the chat room, they can't listen to us give the number. God damn it, they can call in by looking.
Turn it slightly. There you go.
All right.
Hey, you know, I could just pop up the lower third.
Wow, there's a concept. Well, where does the advertising go? Because we use the Mogulus. Where does the advertising on the Mogulus
go? Over that.
Oh.
Now, I want to talk about that real quick. I know we like to kind of jam
site
news.
We like to fuck the site about once every 3 months.
Yeah. Now, wait, you saw the furniture guy the other day?
What's up, my name?
I just registered in my head. Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, I saw him at a different library.
At the liquor store?
And they broke a fucking Savers. To hold the self checks, these new kiosks.
Yeah.
And they fucked it up. He built the shit backwards.
My nigga, I think they're supposed to be able to face the front. Oh, man.
They needed to say that. I don't know what happened, man. They don't know what they're doing, man. I was just sitting there watching the whole time. I told him three times to do the shit back.
I love the voice. I told him three times.
How he was talking, too.
My Obama.
What's up, my Obama?
My dick. And he was high as shit, too.
He told him all right. No, man, whatever works. You're doing great. Give it up.
You know what all right. right. My dick.
My dick.
Maybe he's saying the whole thing, but he's just getting that.
He's winded. He's winded.
At the end, my dick. That's it. So anyway, yes, next week we are changing up the video. And you know we like to do full disclosure on the show.
Oh, always. We tell everybody what's going on at all times.
Like Trencher's answering a text message right now. Oh, is it from the little woman?
Yeah.
Aw, Trencher's girlfriend is so cute. I still don't understand what she sees in you.
Me neither. But anyway.
I mean, dude, you hung like a titmouse, okay? You have the sexual stamina of, like, you know, me when I was 12.
Wait, that could actually be a compliment.
You've got that flock of seagulls haircut rocking. I mean...
Ain't got no personality.
I know.
Anyway. Okay, you know what? Fuck you.
Like a wet towel. Dude, you know what? Let's play a game. What's got more personality than Trencher? Let's see. The co-host 4000 that I have to program.
You know what? Whoever this person is, they've really jacked me up all fucking week, okay? Not only am I doing a brand new goddamn site rebuild. Oh, Mr. Personality. I'm not. You know what? No.
I think I can listen to 24 hours of Gilbert Goff for a five-minute conversation with you.
I said to him the other day, I'm like, no, we need to do a site upgrade. And by we, I mean you. I actually said it to him, and those of you, the person who said this to me that's listening, you'll know. I said, someone said to me the other day that the website had the exact same personality as you, Trencher. None. And it was very utilitarian, and Trencher got very upset with me. He's like, that's fine. I'll just program the code because that's what I do, and I leave the personality to you guys. Come on, really? It's not that bad.
Trencher put Steven Wright to sleep. He'd be like, yeah,
I met
this guy named Trencher, and he put me to fucking sleep.
I gotta show you. We're dying over here. Trencher's not too happy, although you can't really tell.
Shit. But anyway, my microphone's still working.
So yeah, the mic still works.
That's a good sign.
I don't know. I see him twitching over there.
Yeah, he is twitching.
Uh-oh. That's the we are not amused look. I half expect him to yell at me, but that means he'd have to exert some sort of force. look at him, dude. He doesn't know what to do. He's conflicted.
Yeah, but you paid for his bill, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Who's the bitch? Anyway, I haven't worked.
Tell me, Data, is someone going to turn on the emotion chip? Dude, that's you and me. We're like Data and Lore. Oh, no! No! Oh, no, dude, go away.
King Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not toking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanusHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-long. Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
Don't you?
And we're back.
Is it wrong that the blackest thing about decaf is his ringtone?
Fuck you, the blackest thing about him is the headphones.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, here's Turt. He's texting.
Oh,
sorry, I had to hang up. How's your hands?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I didn't expect that. I really didn't.
Am I going to hear about your hands all week and into next week?
No, just from my lawyer. That's all.
That's what you said.
Take my house.
That's what you said when you got your last kid, too. I didn't expect that. But anyway.
If anybody didn't expect, it was you.
I haven't worked the whole week.
And I still been off all week?
And I have material, and I didn't bring it in.
God damn it.
Yeah, I've been off this week. I had exams, and I'm happy to announce that I fucking passed
the That they turned out negative. There is no AIDS in the family. Woo!
I was saying that he finally got out of eighth grade.
No, I passed that math class that I didn't last time. So.
Okay. What level of math?
Negro.
Intermediate algebra.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Still shit I can't remember.
So that's still good.
And taking the class like five times.
And that course in literature at 100%.
You better.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a book report on your own fucking book?
No, I haven't. I don't know if I could.
Oh, that'd be funny. Hi, this book, August of 77, is written by a author that I find I can relate to personally. I find that this author has really spoken to me, and yet I can speak to him.
Or it could be the opposite. This character lacked depth.
You know, you just trashed the editing the whole time through the book.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe if it's Shameless. You know?
Oh, it is bad. Did you read it? You
tried
to read it?
I tried to read it.
Too bad to read?
Too rough for me to read. But don't feel bad, though. There's a lot of books on my bookshelf. Like I've got one of Murphy's books. He's like, here, read this. I think it's like Choke or Crash or something like that.
One of my Chuck Palahniuk
books. I'm like trying to read it, and I just can't do it.
But this is a good story. It is a really good story if you get through it.
Cookie says, please stop talking about school and math. Cookie, think about the good things. Teachers whip you.
Cookie don't either about school or math. So sorry, man.
Yeah. So
as we were saying before, I was brutally attacked.
You loved it. You know it.
That really hurt, actually. For those of you that missed it, Trencher decided a good time to throw me against the wall and stomp the shit out of me.
I remember when we had a bigger studio, we could do more.
Yeah, I remember one day you grabbing me, throwing me against the wall, and threatening to punch my lights out.
Oh, that was another story altogether.
That one wasn't a work. Anyway,
but that's a shoot, brother.
I heard about that one.
So we are gonna upgrade the website and kind of mess with the video.
Let's mention.
Thank
this.
God.
Okay, you know what? All kidding. Actually, all kidding in the front. Yes, the site's utilitarian. I will admit to that. Claude, please.
Yeah. Show up 10 minutes before the show and you make the snoring noise and you hate it when we call you Claude.
And yet.
Oh, you talk about the site. I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, you know, if we really want to start trashing each other tonight, we've got ammo on everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But the point is,
Mister, I'm going to complain about the gallery and yet never upload a single photo.
That's right.
Hear that bus coming, boys? It's backing up.
I don't care.
So the site it's utilitarian, and it's been that way for years because, I mean, we kind of decided to keep it low bandwidth and just kind of make it a framework that the show could fit in.
Right, because really, honestly, for so long, I mean, still, in essence, like you even said, it's just me. So
even though some of us were nice enough to offer to help you set up Joomla and all that.
Joomla was just too much of a pain in the ass.
Dude, I've ran 7 websites using Joomla and it's easy. But WordPress, I will tell you, is nice.
Yeah. So basically, it's just...
I think you misunderstand when I get at about the site. I said the site is not that the site is bad. It's that the site is unwelcoming. It's like just a page of words. There's no kind of...
Says the author.
We have... No, but I mean, we have all this personality, but when you go to the site, you don't see any of it. So it's like, go to the site. Oh, yeah, check out Spangwag. Then you go to Spangwag, and then, you know, there's no
our show.
There's nothing inviting. There's nothing like, ooh, naked fucking titties right here. Click here. You know what I'm saying? There's
Toe called inviting. It. It's very white.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the thing with the show. The show has been a framework, or excuse me, the site has been a framework that the show fits within. The problem is the show is... I mean, come on, 1,500 listeners across 8 countries in 1 month?
It's what Gia said, the show outgrew the site.
So we're going to rearrange some things. We're going to rework some things. So the site will kind of still be there.
But you know what? Since this is Open Table, and honestly, one thing about Spankwagon, we are full disclosure. So let's talk about this in some of the challenges I've ran into. currently, we have two systems in place right now with the site. Actually, three. The gallery is one system that requires a username and password just for the admin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the gallery that was part of the WordPress just didn't work right. It didn't function right.
Wasn't good. It's not good.
WordPress is the main site. WordPress is what I've been using now for about, a year?
Yeah, that's the guts of the
site.
And
it works really well. It's got great plugins with the podcast plugin and a couple other really good anti-spam plugins and so on, which is very important. Now, WordPress has its own sign-in. We were trying to do a bridge to a forum so that way you could do one sign-in between a forum, which is going to become the nation, mm-hmm. finally, and the site.
Thank you, Farouk.
No problem. Nation of domination. Okay, so there's a wrestling reference for you kids.
There you go.
And so I was having a problem, though, keeping the users bridged properly because, let's say, Toe, for example, Toe would log into one, but it wouldn't carry over and
into the forum.
Carry the cookie to the forum.
Yeah.
Not cookie in the chat room, although I'm sure cookie would love to be carried by Toe.
and a number of other men and women.
And other men and mixtures. Women.
And yeah, mixtures. Sure, so
mixtures and also signposts.
Cookie is the original pansexual. That's all.
You know, that's just it. And you know what? Cookie fucking rocks. So. So, because Murph did it all for Cookie. The what?
The what?
I don't.
So, what we have is the forum, and the forum has its own users and logins and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, if I want to, I can turn a switch on, and WordPress, the main site, the comments are all login to comment.
Yeah.
It would remove any spam that would ever get through, even accidentally clicked by Murph.
I only did that once.
I know. I was like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to help. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
So it must have said women.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It must have said women with dicks. He clicked on the link.
It did.
No, it did.
Yes. Wanna caress my double D tits and my 7-inch cock. I'm like, oh, click, click, click. Fuck me. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god!
that's when Trencher just gives up on, or Decap gives up on the comedy when all you can hear is his microphone rubbing against his enormous forehead. That's
it's just sad because it's so true.
Jesus Christ! Click, 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 click. Now faster!
So, where I always have a problem with is all these different and a breath
.net.
Hey, Treasure.
Aww.
You do a lot of work for the site, and we don't do a whole lot. I really admire your work, man.
Well, thank you.
You do a good job.
But it is white, and it is plain.
But no, but what it is that what it is just is suggestions. You just got to take the suggestions, man. You gotta step back and be pissed off and say, fuck you. You guys don't know how hard this is. Fuck you. You don't know all the problems with it. And just kind of, you know, bend a little bit to make it more lively. That's the only thing.
I mean,
going to the forums and everything and posting everything, it's great. I mean, but it's just, I just don't see where the site is.
Hear me out, actually. Right now, the forums are staying as they are.
Yeah.
Forums aren't going anywhere. Because they're locked in. It's the main site I still have a problem with because the main site has a nice, wonderful, very robust blogging and comment function.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question is, the question then becomes, how do we handle that? Do I set it up to where people have to log in and post or keep it the way it is where you post? What's nice about the site right now, if you post a comment, one comment, first comment, you get it moderated. You get it approved by me, the moderator, or Murph, the moderator, you, the moderator. Once it gets approved, any subsequent post that that person posts after that point,
it automatically goes through.
As long as they're using the same username and email, and it comes from like the same domain, I believe, as well. It's a couple other rules. It goes automatically in. Or do I just turn that login on? That login with that username and that password, totally separate from the forum, so totally separate from the nation, and that means you have to log in. See, the next question
my first question is, tell me the difference between what the regular Spankwagon site is going to be and the Nation of Spank.
The Nation is going to be just the forums. The Nation, you know, I really had it in mind. Actually, Murph had it more in mind where we just turn it over to other people. But then I thought even further, like literally turning the entire thing over. So if I were to write something on the blog, it would just be on the blog, and the comments would just be on the blog, the main site. Murphy, however, writes it, but he doesn't just post on the main blog. He posts on that, hey, guys, I posted in the forum on the blog, which bridges unnecessarily.
But some people don't read the forum, so it kind of says to them, oh, crap, maybe I should go to the forum and interact more.
But if what we would do then is if we would have this nation, we would take the forum, and I would literally talk to maybe two or three people who are right now in our chat room that I absolutely trust, hand them administrators or at least moderator rights, and they run the damn forum as the nation. Because honestly, we've got a lot of listeners on our forum and on our sites and on our podcast downloads who are reoccurring. Let's just go with Toe and Virtual One. I mean, those two alone.
They've been here since day one.
They've been here since day one. I mean, they've been here since 2000. Toe, I know, has been around since like 2003, 2002. So several years wasted. I might as well give them something, you know.
Do you think, I guess when people in the chat room, do you think it's that we should give ideals or suggestions or to bring up a topic and then have people...
You know what? If anybody has something they think is show worthy, by all means, post it in the forum because I troll the forum. Yeah. But I read the forum every day.
But do you think that sometimes maybe we just need to lead people by the hand?
Well, you know, I've been doing that for so long that honestly, I realized that one problem we had, and I'll say this as a Spankwagon in general. We chase our listeners too much.
Yeah.
We don't just relax and have fun with our show. I mean, let's look at the debacle that was 2007. 2007 was our worst year, I think, as a show.
Yeah.
Because we were so busy focusing and chasing our listeners, we forgot to actually have fun. We chased off a co-host that, while may have been a complete and total bit killer,
it was solely me.
But the point is, we did that. We forgot how to have just fun being stupid. And I mean, because ultimately Spankwagon Radio is still the most intelligent show with the most stupidest things happening.
Something just dawned on me completely off topic, but why does that closet door right there next to you have a lock on the outside?
Jesus.
but you know what? Okay, yeah. You can consider 2007 the worst year. But I don't. I consider it more of a growing period because without all that bickering and the anger and the tossing each other on the bus and all the other stuff, that I don't think it would have gotten to where it is now. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that came from all that bickering and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like actual time schedules. Yep. And you know, and there was a lot of things that was confrontational, but I think it built the show to be a better show. So, you can say it, you know, it was a bad time, but I think it's a transitional period. Well,
it was like a rebuilding year in any sports franchise.
Yeah, totally. It was Detroit this year, 0-16.
But let's take a step forward on this. Where we're going with it now is we're going to make the site a little more glossy, a little more fun to look at.
At least give an attempt. Work really hard on making it more fun to look at. And what I ask from everybody in here is that if we do this transition, and you know what? This is what I love about Spankwagon. I'm sorry.
We don't have any off-air discussion.
We don't have
off-air
discussions.
Everything happens with a mic in our face.
Really. I mean, honestly, the transparency here is retarded. We're better than Obama at transparency.
And we don't.
My Obama.
And another thing, Obama? I'll tell you what gained us a lot of respect is that we didn't fold when we lost the studio.
Oh,
you
fun
know
that.
What I mean?
We had
fun with that.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that when we did that, I think it increased the listeners. I think people found it more interesting that, you know, these guys without no studio are still going, working as hard as they can to put a show from.
We love
anywhere.
Doing what we're doing. Yeah. So there's no going back.
Don't be under any impressions, guys. We don't get we don't get paid for this.
Not a dime.
You know, the quote unquote commercials that we run, dude, the only thing that gets us is we trade those commercials for Canis with Dan, so he lets us have web space.
Yep.
And the guys over at Dad's Garage.
We have yet to figure out how to make a profit model off of that one.
No, the only thing that's
happened. So we just talk about them.
The only thing that's happened so far is I went over the other day and they recharged my air conditioning. That was like the grand total of everything that's. Woo! Wow, $8 in Freon. Wow, man, we're raking it in. You know, it's like we don't do this because we make any sort of profit or fame. Fuck, man, we've been on.
Oh no, you know what though? Our fame comes with the fact that we get to talk to people we want to talk to.
Yeah.
And we get to meet very interesting people, whether they're really creepy dominatrixes or really fucking hot dominatrixes. I mean, we know how to hit our scale.
It's kind of it's funny, my brother, you know, and the skinny white wife that he has.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we're talking. And she was like, well, trying to get me to do, because he does weddings and all this other stuff, you know, as a second job. And he does really good, you know, camera work and video and videography and all that stuff. And she was like, well, you know, I went with them one day at a wedding and I helped film, and, you know, came out really good. So she was like, so why don't you, you know, start asking me questions like, so what are you going to do with your degree? Why you go to school? You know, try to get me to go help him. And then she said, just out of the blue, because we're eating, she's like, yeah, what is spank wagon?
Oh, yeah.
She said, do you actually get paid to do that? I was like,
fuck no.
I was like, nope. He says, why you do it? I said,
let's see. I sit in a room with two white boys and they harass me about my race for 2 hours. And then sometimes we go out to dinner and I make fun of a white boy who won't pay for a check.
That's me.
That's it. All right, guys. That's it. End of list. Good night.
All right. Da-da-da-da. And your gift is jack shit.
Here's a copy of your party. Here's a copy of our home game, Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, yeah, the old
the
intro. But, you know, the thing I was going to mention is, like, what I would like to see is, if we do this, the main site is just us posting. You know, if we're going to post something we want to talk about and want people to talk about, we leave it just on the WordPress blog site. Mm-hmm. Let them take the forum. Let Toe and Vert take the forum and do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, I still like posting on the forum because I like having a discussion about things. And
but a discussion can be had in the WordPress.
In the comments, yeah.
Because the comments are your discussion, just like the first post is your introduction.
Yeah.
So it is there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. And we'll discuss more about that, what we do. But just so you guys know, the site is moving forward. We're adding some really cool new features. Next week, we are changing the video.
Ah, yeah. Talk about that, because you and I discussed this for all of 10 minutes before we said sure.
Yeah. Not even that, dude. I was like, you know, we should try. Okay, let's do it. We like Mogulus.
Wait, but my question was, is there a plug-in? Yes, and it looks good. Okay, fine.
Done. We like... Hold on. Okay, sorry. We like Mogulus, but the problem with Mogulus is, for anyone who uses it right now, they're really pushing their business model versus the actual content. They've also harassed us a little bit about our content.
I wonder the fuck why.
I've had several conversations with the team members as to what's acceptable and what isn't.
Oh, really? So they finally have started paying attention to us.
Oh, this was like a year ago, like the story when she was in.
Oh, this was the pussy cam.
Yeah, the pussy cam. So... Exactly. So
you guys didn't complain, though.
I didn't get to see it.
But Mogulus is very separated, and right now they're focusing.
Keep it separated.
Right now they're focusing on their business model and not so much on the user ability. So we
so
are.
So there's
going
white
to,
people trying to make money.
Exactly. So we're going to step away from Mogulus.
What a shocking concept that is.
I'm still going to keep the channel live, though, so people can go and see the previous recorded shows. But from next week, the show page will be a little bit different. The chat will be integrated as part of that. There will be some of you that will... I don't know if there's going to be a login or not yet.
I don't know yet either.
But there will be some of you that when you log in, all of a sudden you'll realize that you'll have moderator functionality as well.
Yes. Question. What about Mraf?
Yes, Mraf's... you in the back. Yes.
Thank you. Mraf, is Mraf going to also move to this, or have we decided yet? Or are we just keeping it separate for now?
I don't know. You know, one of the things I like about Mraf is that it is very audio and not visual.
Speaking of, what is Mraf?
Mraf is Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, live every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time, but I think that's going to go to 10 here very shortly.
Okay, so it is a Spank Wagon show?
It is a Spank Wagon spinoff.
Okay.
It's a Spank Wagon derivative. It's me playing music for now.
So well, still, it's under a Spank Wagon banner.
So yeah. You're changing the time of it?
Yes, because LB Rocks has a show that's probably coming in at 9 now, so I'll...
Is that the same guy who may have and almost did and didn't and then
yeah, pretty
like
much.
Broke his head and then came
so
back in?
So if he comes in, then he gets the 9 p.m. slot, of course, and, uh-huh. and I move to 10, which is still fine with me. If I can pull off...
I heard that the show was really, really good.
If I can last pull off another show like yes. I did last week...
And I heard that you're naming the tracks, too, before or after you play them. And Clizzle said that was really, really... Good.
Well, this week's show is different than the rest of the shows because I wasn't just playing random tracks. Well, they were random tracks, but...
Well, I know. He told me that you have to connect the dots between, like, Pearl Jam and I think it was... No, not maybe not Pearl Jam, but it was Nirvana.
I went from Nirvana to Foo Fighters to... Yeah. I just... Look, I had Barry Manilow in there, and just to give you guys a brief thing on it. I went from Nirvana's Man Who Sold the World to, at the end, David Bowie's Man Who Sold the World. So I did that 6 degrees of separation thing. If I can keep the show interesting like that, then you can guarantee that the show will live for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's just you. It's the music, but just like I always suggested, just have a little, like, have a little material with it. You know what I mean?
Know,
with,
I know.
With the theme. But I know sometimes you come in, you're like, fuck, here's some tracks I'm just going to play. You
well, it's because I got bitches in here sucking my dick while I'm doing the show, and sometimes I don't really want to. No, I'm kidding.
Or sometimes he's the bitch on his knees sucking someone's dick.
Actually, you'd be surprised how many times I'm actually troubleshooting stuff here in the studio with Jimmy. That's the big thing that keeps me busy during the show.
Nice.
It's like I hit play, and then, all right, Jimmy, what do you need me to do now? Plug this in, unplug that, let's test this, let's test that. So, I mean, I have a lot of things that go on. But, yeah, I'm trying to be more cognizant of being more jock-like.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mr. Murphy, and Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Yeah.
But the thing, it'll work with, you know, with your personality in the show. You don't have, I mean, you know, you don't have to do the voice. I mean, you have a good voice.
No, God.
But, yeah, that's all I think is just put a little, you know, yeah, just add a little bullshit with the music.
Now, guys, remember, if you want to call in and chime in on anything we're talking about, give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Not 1-800.
If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1.
Not 1-800.
Well, then no one
say it. 1-866.
One of the other things, though, that with the video that we'll be changing, one of the integration parts is we'll have a new chat. And with that, we'll also have a built-in...
Integration is such a beautiful word, isn't it?
I know. Built-in above the chat, there's a tab that says chat, and then there's a tab that says Twitter. So we'll actually have a live Twitter feed going in that as well.
Which, for us, is a miracle. Now, I asked you this question, and maybe I can get a consensus, just us and maybe even from the chat room who are involved with our show as well. What good is the MySpace anymore?
Crickets. A lot of people still use MySpace, and I use it as a notification tool.
Okay, all right.
So,
just a thought, though. I mean, because I'm sitting here going, you know, maybe we could phase out MySpace.
No, we need to keep the MySpace.
All right.
Don't be surprised if we actually have to add a Facebook, too. So, enough site bullshit, because we've rambled about the site for like 45 minutes now.
Oh, yeah, I've actually. D says it's still good networking, so...
Yeah, I mean, it. People read the MySpace, and I read whatever's on MySpace in between whatever I'm doing on Mobsters, so...
I have so much money the bank won't even accept it anymore. That's
really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take over to MySpace and make it acceptable.
Blackerific?
If it's the Rainbow Coalition thing you made before.
Maybe add some pictures like the website needs.
Hey, pictures speaking of the host, if we're going to throw people under the bus here, dude, you've had the login for the gallery. You haven't put any pictures up.
I don't have the login for the gallery.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you do.
I sent it out to you, and Murph replied to
it. And I replied to it
the
other day. I was like, so why hasn't anything been uploaded yet?
Because it hasn't.
Okay.
Because I've been doing exams all this
There
week.
You go. That's an answer. That's an answer.
All right. So, you know what? We do want to hear from you out there, listeners, chat roomers. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Give us a topic because we really don't have much going for us tonight.
Well, we got a couple of things to talk about now. I know we got to go to a break here.
Yeah, we got to go to a break in a few minutes. We got about 7 minutes before our next break. But
so let's take a chance to talk about something real quick here.
All right.
Me versus Dollar Loan Setter.
Dollar Loan Center. Wait, let me see if I can find. Is Dollar Loan Center only in Vegas?
No, they're throughout most of the country, I think, or at least the West Coast. For those of you that don't know, Dollar Loan Center is a payday loan company. And like a lot of people.
Yeah, they're making a fortune this time.
They are
around.
Making a fortune right now. But like a lot of people, I got into a problem about a year and a half ago. And I had bills to pay, and I was going to lose power if I didn't, and a couple of other things. Shit piles up on you. What are you going to do? So
yeah, when you go to Dollar Loan Center, it's like Lucifer is behind a desk. He's shaking a hand with the devil.
Yeah. Now, when you first get in there, they're like,
"Where's your car keys?
How much would you like to borrow?" And I was like, "I don't know. How much can I get?" They said, "Well, you can get $1,200." So I'm like, "Oh shit!" And they said, "And your payments can be about $89 a week." I'm like, "Fuck, $89 a week, $1,200. I'll have that paid off in like 12, 13, 14 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I was like, sweet, man. So we signed up. You know, we got the money. I turned around, paid off a shitload of bills. And then I started paying. And I started realizing, hey, wait a minute. I just gave you guys $89. Why is my payment still the same? Why does it say I still owe the same amount? They said, oh, well, your interest.
Can you give me how much did you pay per pay?
$89.
$89. Mm-hmm. And that was over how many payments?
A year and a half.
So what?
They doubled.
I
once a month?
No, every week, $89 for a year.
A week?
And a half.
Well, hold on.
Okay. $89 a week.
So we got 52 weeks in a year.
52, and okay. Then about 26.
So 26. Okay. Yeah. So we got what? So we have $89 78 times.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of fucking money.
All right, so let's grab the old calculator.
So while you do the math on that. So, yeah, we paid a lot. Now, we could have paid more, but then things, you know, wrap up. It's like, oh, well, shit. Sometimes I'd pay a couple bucks more. Sometimes I'd make a double payment if I could, but.
Was that part of the deal? You couldn't just pay it all off? Or, I mean,
you can, but then we had issues, and then we.
How much did you initially borrow?
$1,200.
You paid back $6,942.
Yep. I got fucked. And that's why I tell people all the time, do not get into this. If you're going to do something like this, if you have to get money from someplace, go to somewhere short term, like a Money Tree or a Cash Advance or something like that, where that you have to pay it back within 4 weeks. You have no choice. And it was so bad at one point that they were calling me every day because I missed my payment twice in a row. Mm-hmm. They were calling me every day on every phone number they could find for me. Wow. And they just hunted me down. So at the I got fucked in the ass, in the mouth, in the ear hole. Yeah, once you go black, you go deaf.
Yeah, those are the worst places, man. Dollar Loan Center.
It was a huge mistake on my part, and I will never, ever, ever do that again. But I got my revenge. The last payment.
The last payment.
Because once you hit that final 12 weeks, you have to pay. We were paying $115 that paid it off. We were actually paying the interest or the principal at that point.
Okay.
The last payment came out to $92.98.
Nice.
And it was due on a Thursday. And I said to my wife, no. Tell them I'll be in Saturday. So she told them I'd be in on Saturday. They called me on Thursday and then on Friday. Sure, you can't come in today? I'm like, no, I can come in on Saturday. Because there was something very, very important that I was doing. I went and got $92.98 in pennies. Now, the initial plan was I was going to open up these rolls of pennies because I got them from Bank of America, put them in individual sandwich baggies, and give it to that. But I decided not to do that because that was a bit of a dick move. So Saturday morning, I go to B of A. I call B of A first, and I say, hey, I need $93 in pennies. I don't know if we have that here. Let me look. They had it. So I got the pennies, and the girl was really impressed when I told her what I was doing it. She's like, wow, that's really cool. That's how I roll. I'm like, yeah, baby. What's your number? She was cute, too. She was a little cutie. I get into Dollar Loan Center, and I said to the girl, I'm like, hi, I'd like to make my last payment. She's very sweet, and I'm not blaming the people who work there.
No, they're just doing their jobs.
They're just doing their jobs. So, okay, look at all my information. Do you want to pay in your credit card as usual? No, I'd like to pay in cash. Now, mind you, I had lubbed in.
Do you know, do they wonder when people say cash, do they think this is ever going to happen to them?
Probably not, because I came in with a backpack full of pennies. And pennies come in boxes when you buy them in $25 chunks. So I got three of these big-ass boxes and then the remaining in individual rolls. I could not carry this backpack by its straps. Yeah. I had to, like, lug it in there. Yeah. The look on the girl's face when I took these boxes of pennies and put it up the counter.
Penny bricks.
Priceless. She was like, oh, I don't know if I can take this. I'm like, why? It's money. Boom, boom, boom. Put them up on the counter. Out comes the manager. Comes out of the back. Big black guy. Had to be easily. And I'm a tall guy. And he was a lot taller than me. He was like probably 6'7". Big bald head. Shaved. You know, trying to be intimidating. Here, let me give you guys on the camera so you can see. This is what I saw.
Oh, just a scowly cross arm.
Trying to intimidate me. He's like, we're not taking that. I said, why? It's legal U.S. currency. I'm not trying to pay in pesos and rubles. It is 100% legal. No, we're not taking that. Okay, then I need you to note in my account that you denied my final payment in cash. Oh, well. I said, look, if I really wanted to be a prick, I could have put them in baggies, or I could have paid you in stamps, because stamps are legal U.S. tender.
Yes.
Yep.
So the guy was just, oh, do you think this is funny? And you know me. I looked at the guy right in the face. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is comedy gold. Oh, fine. And then the other girl, she's, oh, it's okay. Go ahead and take it. I'll take it right to the bank. I'm like, yeah, sure you will. You're going to lug this shit out to your car. You're 25 pounds soaking wet, bitch. Whatever. The girl, though, she was just in shock. She, I don't know what to do. And the guy's like, don't log it into the EIC. I don't want you to put it in the computer. I'm like, no, fuck you, motherfucker. I want that shit logged, and I want a fucking receipt. The guy's just trying to be intimidating. And I just looked at him. I'm like, you can be as angry as you fucking want, dude.
Yeah.
I just paid your ass in $92.98 in pennies. But the best part was at the very end. It was actually $93. She said, oh, here's your change. I said, it's 2 cents. I'm like, nah, you can keep it. I fucking hate pennies.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Hey, folks. Chris Murphy from Spankwagon Radio here. I want to let you know that, yes, I may be a comic genius and the ladies love me, but when it comes to working on my own car, I am a fucking noob. Luckily for me, the guys at Dad's Garage take care of me every time I have an issue. Everything from brake jobs, oil changes, all the way up to things like getting a transmission rebuilt. Even if you have yourself a little hot rod, these are the guys you're going to want to check out. They're at 3425 North Rancho Drive, just north of Cheyenne, 702-880-0992. Tell them the guys from Spankwagon Radio and LV Rock sent you. I guarantee you, you will enjoy it and have a great time. Well, you won't really have a great time, but you'll enjoy it because they're not going to rip you off and charge you like $1 million. Tell you they had to replace some part that doesn't actually exist on your vehicle and then break something else so they have to come back in the next week. So we've all seen those reports on television. God, I love those reports on television. You know what? The last time I took my car there, when I came back, I still had all the change in the car. That was awesome. Check them out. Dad's Garage, 3425 North Rancho Drive, 702-880-0992.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spankwagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
everybody. Disco.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio. That's one I will not be posting.
Wait. What?
That's one picture I will
one
not
of
be posting.
One of your big hairy asses?
No, we posted the video. Hairy ass.
Yeah, pictures that put you in court. Yeah, that's going to be one of the right fucking there.
Legal.
Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net.
Damn.
No .net for you people.
Damn.
We're just going through.
That green couch looks awfully familiar.
We're going through Decap's pictures here, looking for some fun ones.
The ones that's not on the site.
The ones that'll never make it to the forum.
They'll be there.
Yeah, they will.
Well, not that forum.
Well, folks, we are going to move on here. So everybody knows that our childhoods have basically been repeatedly raped over and over again.
About the past 10 years, they've destroyed our childhood.
Now, I don't want to give away what this is, because the crying will ensue. So just play it, and let's see if anybody in the chat room catches it.
Wait, what?
Now, this song is in all of our childhoods.
Is this for real? Because this looks like it's a joke.
No, dude, it's absolutely for real. You think you've heard it?
It's like a theme song to a cartoon.
Don't say exactly what it is yet, though.
This is horrible.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and bring it down there.
Can I do the Decaf Smurf? The
absolutely.
Smurf theme song edition?
All right, now, Trencher, I'm going to email you the original version of that song.
Okay.
To your Spankwagon account, okay?
All right, yeah.
So, here's the problem with this. It's done by the original artist, Stan Bush. And this is...
Bush?
Okay, so the song, for those of you that don't know... His name of the song is You've Got the Touch.
Really?
Or The Touch.
No.
From the original Transformers movie. Not that piece of shit waste that Michael Bay produced. No. The original cartoon movie from the 80s.
Okay.
Phenomenal movie. Great. Just Unicron and Galvatron and fucking the Matrix of Power. Probably the saddest scene in all of history. Where Optimus Prime dies and takes the Matrix of Power out of his chest and hands it off to Ultra Magnus. I mean, and then it falls out of Ultra Magnus' hand and Hot Rod catch. Great movie. And everybody and their mother was in this movie. The voices. Leonard Nimoy. Orson Welles. Fucking all of the original cast that did any of the Transformers voices in the original cartoon show. And it's just... Ugh. So the song... is like one of the greatest songs of all time, honestly. It's an amazing song, and it's definitely a song I've listened to a million times whenever I had to get pumped up for something like an interview or working out or something. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, let's put it on. Fuck it. You got the touch. Yeah! You know, and it's like, awesome, and now let's take this song and let's anally rape it.
Well, let's play the old version.
Play the original. You got the touch. See, now this is a good song, and I'm not an 80s fan. See?
Much better.
Oh, yeah. Dude, hardcore guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds a little like Queen.
Oh, yeah, much, much better.
Where's Hesh when we need him? Now, the hook is the important part of this.
It's 80s song. Stay in the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of remakes.
Neither. Well, I mean, sometimes covers can be cool, but what they did to this song is, ugh. Let's add some rap in the middle, and if you watch the video, the guy's like, it's like, are you really trying to be Linkin Park? What the fuck is going on there? See? Here it comes. Here's the chorus. Dude, seriously, look. I got the goosebumps going. There's Hot Rod running with Daniel down the side. Daniel's on his hoverboard.
Can you put your boner back in your pants, please? Thank you.
Daniel hits that rock and flips off, and Hot Rod grabs him out of midair and says, Daniel, if you're going to ride, ride in style. And throws him into the cab, and they take off down there, and they want to watch the shuttle land. And they get up onto the point, and Daniel gets into the binoculars and says, hey, wait, there's a hole in the shuttle. And sure enough, you see the shuttle. The Decepticons have blown a hole in the side, and they're attacking, and it leads to this awesome-ass battle in, like, the first 15 minutes of the movie. Come on. First 15 minutes of the movie, we see Optimus Prime and Megatron go fucking at it, beating the shit out of each other.
It's not as good as Globulus, though, in G.I. Joe the movie.
Cobra, la 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 la.
God, that was horrible. By the way, G.I. Joe Resolute, either of you seen it
yet? I just want to see your face. God, no,
I saw parts of it.
What'd you think?
I like it. I mean, it's a little hard. It's a little stupid in some areas, and the story's a little thin, but...
Cobra, la 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 la.
But it doesn't seem too bad. I like, yeah...
D calls it D. Are you volunteering? But I mean, it was a great song, and then they fuck it up with this. Really,
a great song. Really, it was a
for what it was for the 80s. Look,
it was an 80s song.
It's an 80s song. For the 80s song, it was great. It was memorable because it was memorable. Yeah. It's great. I mean, we always do this to ourselves. We sit there and we take one item, and we talk that one item so up. I mean, we put it on a pillar. We put it on a pedestal. We put it right there amongst the clouds. And then we get all indignant when someone else goes, you know, that is a great song. This is me playing tribute to it or me making a version of it. We get all indignant when someone does that.
Hey, yeah. You know what it reminds me of is the Omen. You know, I love the actors in the actors themselves in the new Omen movie. I like them, but they took the same movie and then they remade it with newer actors, you know, and no one could be as evil as that lady was. The maid, that bitch was fucking evil. And they had some other lady who's supposed to be more psychologically crazy instead of just fucking freaky. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it kind of just took away. It's like if you're gonna you're remaking the movie, then you're gonna make it exactly with the same kind of script, just you know, more for the time.
Right.
And it wasn't necessary because it was such a great classic movie. Why is there always a sense that they have to be a remake? I don't know.
Matter of fact, why don't we open this one up? We definitely want to hear from the listeners. 1-866-587-6257. One more time. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Give us a story or a tale of the film or a movie or a TV show turned into a movie, which is very popular. That you were just upset about, really torqued you off. In this case, it was this song. I mean, Murphy had a point. You know, the song is good. Yes, it is an 80s song. Yes, it has that 80s vibe. We know. We get it. But they did fuck it up, and badly at that. I mean, just not a good idea. But one more, you know, like it's just one more thing. And I said this in the forum where it was – well, no, not forum, but in the
– In an email
that we went back and forth on. I'm like, dude, why does this shock you? They're going to do this to everything.
I know.
They're going to do this to everything we hold dear. Why? We are – old enough to get into the merchandise again, to pay the money for this stuff, to buy this stuff for our kids. That's why this stuff hasn't gone away, and that's why it's going retro. We grew up loving Transformers, and we'll keep with the example here. We love Transformers, and because of our love for Transformers, they just waited until we were an income and then reintroduced Transformers so we could buy them, not for us, but for our kids. And that's how they made the money.
You know, here's my problem. You can do a remake and do it really well. Good case of that, Rob Zombie and his Halloween. Rob Zombie's Halloween was phenomenal. And his Halloween 2, his H2, which comes out this October, I want to say, it's going to be great.
Oh, what's the percentage rate of things that were really good and classic?
Single digits.
It's like 10 to 1. Dude, for every 10, 15 things that they remake, only one's decent.
By the way, they're coming out with Golden Girls, the movie. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. They're like trying to take every TV show you could possibly find from the 80s and trying to make it into a movie
70s
now.
And 80s and all that. I mean, I did go see the new Star Trek film last weekend. I liked it. There's parts of it I'm kind of like, okay. But I understood why they had to do an alternate universe.
So everyone looked like porn stars in there.
Hey, some of us haven't seen it yet, so don't give everything away.
Oh, okay.
From a motherfucker giving away the whole Wolverine movie and shit.
Well, there's a difference. That sucked.
All right. So, I mean, it's just, it is what it is, unfortunately. They're going to do this time and again because they know that as we get older, you and I, it's going to be...
I never age, man.
If you're
I'm better now since 26, so don't kill me.
If you're gonna bring shit back, do it in a way that pays tribute to the original. You know, they're redoing Knight
Rider.
See, that's it. A raping of our childhood. Battlestar Galactica.
But Knight Rider, the TV show, sucked.
You know what?
Dude, both versions.
You know what? I agree with you. You know, I was saying, people was like, oh, Knight Rider was, you know, oh, this new show, Knight Rider, is terrible, this and that. I said, the original Knight Rider wasn't really that fucking good to start
with. No, it wasn't.
It was a bad show. Then they made a bad remake to a bad show.
You know, and that, I agree. You know, A-Team, they've been trying to do a remake of an A-Team for a while now, both movie and TV show.
Yeah.
You know, A-Team wasn't that great. It was fun for us because we were kids.
Yeah.
But if you watch A-Team as an adult... It's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah. But, you know...
Like Thundercats.
Oh. But look at Battlestar Galactica. They did it really, really well.
Well, they did. But they didn't tell the same story.
Well, but the same guts were there.
Right.
You know, you had the silent... But they continued
Which
the
is
story.
Why Star Trek worked so well.
Well, but you're going...
The guts were there. It was a different story.
But it was... You're going back and you're going over characters that we already know. And I just have a problem when they
By
do
By the
that.
Way, our antisocial chat room, who aren't calling in, Dirty D pointed... Oh, we got a caller, thank God. But let me point this out real quick before we get to the caller. Dirty D points out they're supposed to be making Revenge of the Nerds.
And Porky's.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, Radio X says, meatballs? No. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey. I used to watch Knight Rider, and I heard very little about what they're remaking with that, but I heard it was just terrible.
Oh, it's horrible. It's god-awful.
Just,
the one major thing that I heard was that they basically turned Kit from a co-star to a toaster.
Yeah.
They've done that various iterations. But yeah, I mean, think about it. They've You know, they try to retell the story or a future version of the story. It's not retelling of the same story.
Yeah.
It is an update in the sense of it's like another person, Kit.
The only part about it I really liked is they got Val Kilmer to do the voice of Kit. And anybody who knows the history knows that Val Kilmer was originally up for the role of Michael Knight, but they chose David Hasselhoff over Val Kilmer for that.
What's funny is I heard the opposite. A lot of people didn't like Val Kilmer's voice.
Oh, I don't. You know what? It's not as distinctive as, what was his name? The guy from St. Elsewhere. Not as distinctive, not as much disdain in his voice.
It didn't have the British.
Whoever's doing the voice, though, I mean, you can't really, you can't really have the Knight Rider show without the character of Kit, can you, though, really?
No.
Well, and not with that character.
They had a Kit, but it wasn't the same Kit. And this guy turned out to be Michael Knight's son, da-da-da-da. It was shit. The show was shit, and that's why NBC canceled it.
They canceled before it even got on the air.
And the rumor right now is that both Life and Chuck have both been canceled as well.
Good, thank God.
So Chuck. NBC's got a real big problem with their nighttime schedule now. No Chuck, Life.
Okay,
all they've got left is Heroes, and Heroes may not even make it back now.
Here's the thing.
Heroes, I heard, that basically, I tried to follow that. I mean, season one I loved. But you start to get into season two with the two timelines.
Yeah.
And now I'm not really that good at trying to keep that sort of thing separate, but then it went to like three, and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Well, then the next season's really going to piss you off because there's a lot of time travel in this. And
I bailed
You've
out.
You've given up on
halfway
it?
Halfway through season two, I was like,
let me tell you why you hated season two.
If I am totally lost for several episodes in a row, it's time to quit.
Brian Fuller left the show before season two went on the air, and he went on to write Pushing Daisies. Phenomenal show. Unfortunately, a lot of people couldn't keep up with it. It was in the same vein as anything done by Tim Burton, and to me, it kind of reminded me of Sports Night. Fuller, at the end of this season, came back and wrote like the last eight episodes or last four episodes of Heroes. So next season should be really cool. Fuller's a great writer, and he's going to bring it in. Speaking of remakes, Vert, let me get your opinion on this. They are currently remaking V as a series.
Well, I remember watching V as the series.
That freaked me the fuck out as a little kid.
V was a good series. I enjoyed that.
They're going to update it a little bit. It's going to be kind of a retelling of the story. But one of the important things in it, though, is Willie is supposed to be a main character this time and not just a side character as Robert Englund.
Hmm.
So we'll see if Willie...
Well, another thing to happen, man, is...
All right, thanks for the call, Vert.
Thanks, yep. Vert.
Later.
.net.
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 Drink, bitch.
It's the cable networks, man. Well, a lot of shows I like are on the cable networks, man. USA, TNT. I watch a lot of USA, TNT shows.
FX.
FX are not so much the main stations anymore because... It's like some of the themes to the shows are like the same, and NBC really did
collapse. NBC is collapsing. NBC is putting all their money on Jay Leno moving to a primetime slot to do a show.
And that's pissing a lot of their affiliates off because a lot of their people have 10 p.m. news.
Yep.
And that's really going to hurt.
Yep. One thing I will also point out, a lot of the reasons the cable shows, because one, they can get away with a little bit edgier writing. Also, they don't have to follow. Yeah, they don't have to follow as strict of a production cycle.
Yeah. Yeah, they can really, like, FX is a good example of that doesn't do traditional seasons. They play things whenever they really want to.
It's
12 one-hour shows, and that's the season, you know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't always start at your traditional, you know, September or
let me just
April.
Say it this way, for all of our listeners in all of our countries, it's the exact same thing as having a series of 13 episodes. You know, if you look at anything the BBC puts out, they don't put out regular shows. Yeah, they do have their shows that are regular, and you know what time they're on, and you know where they're at. Mm-hmm. But they also have shows that, only run 12, 13
Some of them not episodes. Even that. Like, not this season of the IT Crowd is only 6 episodes.
Oh, yeah, this season of the of Torchwood is only 6 episodes and all in 1 week.
Yeah.
Some shows I like on TNT, like, I like Leverage and...
Leverage is a great show.
Yeah, and they're all like it's just 12, 13 shows, and that's it. You
the
know?
Closer,
yeah, the closer, and you get enough out of it. It's not you don't get so much like they're trying to make like I like the Ghost Whisperer. I was watching the DVD, but they're trying to put so much into the show.
Yeah,
that it takes away from it takes away from the creativity of the show because now you got like you got a topic on top of a topic on top of it. Then you have to try to give some bullshit reason for why it all happens the way it did.
You know what's interesting is the fact someone pointed in here, best show on TV is Deadliest Catch. And Discovery has hit a lot of home runs with their shows.
Yeah, Deadliest Catch, Mythbusters.
Storm Chasers is one of my favorites.
Destroyed in seconds.
not so much. That's like the cop car chase
one
scenes.
To look at that I just caught the other day is Weaponizers. Have you seen this yet?
No, but I've been watching Doing Da Vinci.
Weaponizers, they have two teams, and they give them a weapon they have to build. And the first episode was you need to build a remote control vehicle that can destroy another vehicle. And these two teams built these two vehicles, but they gave them Browning freaking machine guns to put on it.
Jesus.
So they had remote control machine guns. They had some of them had – one of them had spikes on the front, had this 200 PSI fucking firing spear gun.
Wow.
Another one had like these rockets that came off the side. And these guys are operating the vehicles from underground bunkers, so you don't have to worry about them like getting shot
blown up.
But they give them 7 days. So I tend to think of it like kind of like Smash Lab meets Junkyard Wars.
Junkyard Wars. That was
weapons.
Always a good one.
So Junkyard Wars was great. I like the UK, not the US version.
Yeah, Robert Llewellyn. Gotta love
Win.
Yes.
But yeah, check out Weaponizers. That's a good one. Also, One Way Out is supposed to be coming back over the summer. That's another one that I don't think a lot of people like just because it wasn't enough science content, but I thought that was a great show.
One thing that killed the big networks was when they tried to do too many – because the cable companies was raking in with all those fucking reality shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they wanted to start doing all these fucking reality shows on the networks. But then they have all their – you know, they got all their restrictions on what they have to do on the show. They have to make it all PBSs and shit, right? So it's kind of like – in the reality shows, to me, first of all, it's just – too many. I don't care for them. I never watched really American Idol either. Mm-mm. Dance with the fucking Stars.
Nope.
Fucking blow me. No.
The only show I ever watched was The Mole. I like The Mole.
The one that was produced by Eric Bischoff.
It was produced by Eric Bischoff, and the original host was Anderson Cooper.
Oh, really?
First season. Huh. I caught the last half of the first season of Survivor. I wasn't all that interested in it, but right after Survivor, The Mole came on, and I caught The Mole, and I just love that show because it's like there's one person out to fuck everybody, and I'm like, I like that guy.
That sounds like a good show.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Murphy show. And you're right. There's absolutely nothing good. I mean, I do not watch really any TV as it is. My DVR right now catches Time Warp, which I think is really cool. Mythbusters.
Of course.
Deadliest Catch.
We've got to see if we can get Grant back on the show one day.
We should. Grant Amahar was really awesome to have talking to him on the phone.
Why are we name dropping?
Why we are.
It's funny. So someone's like, who's going to watch a show about people just catching fish?
Well, it's not so much about the people catching fish. It's like watching gymnastics on the Olympics. Well, you don't watch to watch people do funky shit. You watch to see somebody fall. And I want to see some motherfucker fall in the ocean. That's what I want to see.
Then this motherfucker turn around and start talking about the Hogan family. Some shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's
you know, fucking. I mean, other shows that I like to watch, like the VH1 stuff, I love the 80s and stuff like that. I love that stuff. Never really got into much. I did watch the Osbournes first season.
They do a good job. I love the 80s.
I love those shows.
Yeah.
Let's see. My DVR right now has got Parking Wars. I don't know why. I just love that show.
It looks so fake, though.
I know, but I still love that show. Breaking Bad, Rescue Me,
House,
of course. Lost, which I haven't watched a single episode this season. I've got the entire season on my DVR, and I have to watch it. I watch a lot of freaky shit, though. You know, like, I'll just scan through. You know what I watch religiously every morning? I watch Third Watch. I never watched the show when it was on NBC, but now, like, I get up, I roll around in the bed for like
a half hour. That's the ambulance cop fire drama.
Fire show. And it comes on at 7 o'clock in the morning on A&E.
You know, I used to watch that in the morning as I was getting ready for work every morning as well. Yeah.
You know, I don't watch too many comedies anymore. Most of my shows are all about death and murder. All the Law and Orders, fucking cold case. I just see now, death all day.
Did everybody record CSI last night?
No.
Because Jamie from View from Vegas, show who's on here on LV Rocks on Tuesday
night. Shit, that was last night.
He's in that episode, and he's also in an upcoming episode they just shot the other day.
Really?
So he'll be in a couple of episodes. I guess he's got a couple of other things coming up. But, yeah,
good
so
for Jamie and his falling apart self.
I know. Jamie's barely able to stand, but he's still getting acting gigs, so I guess that works out for him. We're not coming up on a break, are we?
We are at 35.
Okay. So, other TV shows you guys watch? Anything you're embarrassed to admit that you watch?
Embarrassed to admit that I watch.
I watch that Little People Big World just because I like to laugh at the midgets.
Yeah, that I do that too.
Notice. I watch Burn Notice. Anyway,
I'm not embarrassed. So, like, I watched in plain sight.
You know, I watched WCW Monday Nitro, the second show on my on demand.
Yeah.
Wow, that's 95 was not good for year for wrestling.
As embarrassing though,
embarrassing.
My mind's got to be Charmed.
Charmed? Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, you know, the ex-wife used to watch that a lot. I watched.
But I only watched it one way through. I don't keep watching it like I do Angel.
But do you own all fucking 8 seasons?
No,
of it?
No.
I was at work and I caught on online an episode of Angel that was done by Ben Edlund from The Tick.
Uh-huh.
And they were Muppets.
Yep. Oh, that was the episode where Angel gets turned into a Muppet. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's obviously I just said that.
Well, he was the only one who got turned into a Muppet, though. Nobody else did.
I thought a couple others did.
No. Oh, you know what else? I know we've only had a couple minutes.
Oh, but, you know, one show I will say I enjoy watching was Deadly Sketch, was The Storm Chasers.
Uh-huh.
And only because I'm sitting there going,
I've been through that shit.
I've done some of that. You know, my buddy Ragman and I, we would go out and chase thunderstorms, not prepared for any disaster or any actual anything.
Well, I've been in Vegas all my life. There's no thunderstorm.
Yeah. Fucking chase. But we would chase these things.
Storm for like 10 seconds, and then that's it.
That's called entertainment in Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did any of you guys watch Dollhouse? Now, I know it comes on Fridays at 8, so we can't watch it.
Because I watched Terminator, and I should, but you know what it was?
Oh.
I didn't want to add another show because I stopped watching TV, and I'm starting to watch a lot of it. And it's kind of taken away from me doing anything else because I'm glued in the TV now because you can record your shows and watch them all later, so you just take a day and you start watching all of them. And Dollhouse looks good, but I'm like, I cannot add
another
show.
Here's the thing about Dollhouse. Number one, it's a Joss Whedon project. So automatically you know that you've got to watch everything and you've got to pay really, really close attention to everything. That is one of the things about Dollhouse that caught me. And sure enough, the first 6 episodes of the season weren't written by Whedon. The studio went through and rewrote them. The last 6 episodes, though, written by Whedon. Phenomenal show. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it looks like it.
That and Fringe.
Yeah. I just can't watch any more shows, and I can't add any more to the fucking
recorder. Let me give you something. Did you watch Fringe at all?
By the way, Cookie in the Room goes Joss Whedon from Pixies.
No,
Joss Whedon from Buffy.
Okay, uncredited. Zach Whedon helped write the Sarah Connor Chronicles this year. Did not get a credit for it, but Zach Whedon, Joss Whedon's younger brother, did help write Fringe this year, and Fringe has been picked up for another season, which is great. We'll find out on the 18th if the Sarah Connor Chronicles and if Dollhouse get picked up. Dollhouse, it's looking pretty good right now. I'm telling you, that last episode changed. I was just rocked. I was like, wait, what? What? Are you fucking kidding me? And it's not often where shows can catch me. Yeah. Usually, I see something coming a fucking mile away. Like with NCIS, the whole Lagron Wee shit, how that all worked out. I saw that coming just fucking forever. By the way, you watch NCIS, right, Decaf?
No, I don't watch NCIS.
No? What about you?
No.
Anybody in the chat room that watches NCIS, let me ask you a question. I ask everyone this. Who's more badass, Jack Bauer or Leroy Jethro Gibbs? If you've watched NCIS, you got to give it to Gibbs. The guy's a former Marine sniper, and when his wife and daughter were killed by a Mexican drug dealer, he hunted the guy down and shot him from 1,000 yards away with a handgun.
Is that even physically
possible? I don't know. It may not have been a handgun.
Hey, if Kennedy could get shot 3 times in 5 seconds,
yeah,
anything's possible, right?
Seriously, though, NCIS, fantastic show. Even if you just watch it for when Abby pops up. Hot little goth chick who is their entire crime lab. Like, you can have CSI or you can just have Abby. You can take the entire staff of CSI and combine it into one hot goth chick who wears short little plaid skirts, has goth black hair and pigtails.
I like it. Timmy in the chat. This is boring. I'm going to go watch Sanford and Son.
Oh, look at that. Anthony, you just gave yourself away. I had a funny feeling about that. Especially when you came in with the exact same color that Zerster left with.
Oh.
Yeah. Gave yourself away there, dude. Gave yourself away. So, anyway, TV in the summer always sucks.
No,
we'll see what happens.
Well, Leverage is coming back.
Leverage is coming back, and NBC has moved Kings to Saturdays.
Hey, and we want to ask anybody out there who is listening, give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Tell us what show you are looking forward to.
Yeah, if there's any or none. Anyone who's a Pushing Daisies fan, by the way, apparently they're going to wrap the show up in a comic book that'll come out this year through, yep. I think, Image or Dark Horse.
I'm not sure. I was just actually speaking of comic book stuff. Well, cartoon stuff. Cartoon Network is actually looking to do... Cartoon Network is actually looking to do live action.
I've seen a lot of that stuff has started to come out, especially like in Adult Swim. There's a lot of live action stuff.
I'm a little disappointed that a Cartoon Network named Cartoon Network
yeah.
feels the need to make live action bullshit.
Hey, music television is all fucking...
It's all fucking reality shows.
You're absolutely right. I mean...
You know, there's going to be that Ben 10 live action show, which...
Yeah, and they're doing something that's like Ghost Hunters,
yep.
Or Ghost Chasers or whatever. So it's I don't know.
So what is it like? It's going to be kids, like kids shows? Or
yeah.
Oh, yeah, kids shows, okay, but it's but going to be live action, real reality.
So not Saved by the Bell-ish, more like...
Not
Disney-ish, more like...
Still kind of fantasy-based, a lot of the stuff, but it's going to be live action. It kind of goes against the premise. Bell. I love Saved by the Bell. That show was great.
Girl is fucking hot.
Which Tiffany one? Amber Thiessen. Ooh. I remember when Elizabeth Berkley did Showgirls. I stood in line for 2.5 hours to see that movie. Please. I didn't care about the story. I didn't care about the plot. I wanted to see Jesse Spano topless.
When you go fuck your pillow and imagine it was her.
I did, dude. I went home and fucked the sleeve of my favorite jacket. Oh, Lisa Turtle, Kelly Kapowski.
Because it was still too young to figure out where your hand goes, so you just kind of just...
Oh, I knew where my hand went.
Rub across the pillow at 11 years old.
Oh, no. Dance, Trench. Don't dance, Trench.
It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell.
Oh, and I still remember the original series back in the junior high with Miss Bliss. Oh.
This is such a Saturday morning staple.
Yes, D, I did watch Screech's porn, and I needed eye bleach after.
I wanted to check out his porn. I should check it out.
What has been seen cannot be unseen. You know, when my hair grows out, I look like Screech. It's horrible. There's nothing I can do about
that
it.
That doesn't surprise
That's
me.
That's why I keep it nice and slim.
Yeah, that is the staple.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and cut to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about... we're going to talk about a douchebag radio...
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
We want revolution.
Awesome.
All right, we're back. Me, Mr. Personality. Sour shit's causing me to choke. I think it's either that or the swine flu.
I just ate the last one.
I can't. Two Skittles too late, huh?
Damn.
Sour Skittles, yummy.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net.
Drink.
So, just during the break, we were talking about Dollhouse. I just found out on IO9, Dollhouse is confirmed for a second season. Josh Whedon. Josh Whedon showed he can do it on a cheaper budget. So that's the big thing. Oh, and Reaper, Chuck apparently has been canceled, but Reaper should be coming back now, it looks like.
Cool. All right, so we're going to talk about
Douchebag Morning Radio War.
Oh, here we go again.
Okay, in Vegas, and this doesn't have anything to do with us, so calm down. In Vegas, there are a couple of staple stations that have really just been here forever and a day. Comp 92.3 is one of them. It's a classic rock station. It's a good station. Their morning show, Craig, Al, and Andy have been doing the show
about 5, 6, 7 years now.
Keep going. More like 10 to 15
really?
Years. Really? Yeah, I mean,
Craig, Al, and Andy Kay.
Yeah, and Andy Kay actually does two shows at the same time. He does The Point 97.1, which is one of their sister stations, broadcast out of the same building. He actually runs back and forth between the studios all morning long.
Jesus.
Speaking of which, has Jody ever been found?
Oh, Jody was in. I just spoke to Jody not too long ago. She has some really cool projects coming up that we will talk about in a future episode we can't talk about now. Okay. Also, Jody might be coming to LV Rocks. Shh. Ooh. Don't tell anyone, though. Shh.
Okay.
So as far as morning radio goes, though, in Vegas, we had another station, 107.5, which is the local alternative station, which means they play the exact same stuff as the 92.3 station.
Alt-metal.
Yeah, alt-metal. They had an afternoon drive show called, what was it called?
It was a stupid name.
Afternoon drive show.
Yeah, it was from 3 to 7. That's your afternoon drive. I think it was like
afternoon drive show.
Was Extreme Disorder. That was the name of it.
Oh, there you go.
The two main guys they had on was Brian and Dave. Brian something and Demolition Dave. These two fucking hillbillies they brought from a Virginia country station, brought them to an alternative metal station. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's comedy gold.
Yeah. So anyway, that show lasted like a year. It got canned. There was no reasoning why. And now Chris Ripley, who's the program director for 107.5, does the drive. And that was okay. And in the morning, we had...
I missed Gonzo at 107.9.
That was great.
He was good.
In the mornings, we had Adam Carolla. And then Carolla went off the air.
Well, yeah, they canceled Carolla. They've canceled everybody that's ever replaced Stern has been canceled.
Well, that's because... Well, anyway.
he ain't that funny.
He isn't that funny. So now they've brought back their own morning show with Mahoney and Dave. Now, Dave is formerly of that afternoon drive show,
right.
And Mahoney was the overnight guy.
Okay.
So you're going to make a morning show around these two fucking dumbasses.
Well,
now,
maybe.
Now, hold on a sec. I listened to that Extreme Disorder, and right. All it is, and for anyone who knows anything about radio, you'll get this instantly. These guys came from a market south of Washington, D.C., so all they were able to do was rip off WJFK and took all the personality from WJFK and brought it here to Vegas in an extreme format. They ripped off Ron and Fez. They ripped off Mike and Don. They ripped off even Opie and Anthony. They brought it here and they did this original fucking show. And all it was ripoff bits that they heard on these guys' shows. So I'm not surprised that the Extreme Disorder got taken off the air. But this morning show is worthless. Now,
whatever happened to Johnson and Tofty?
Johnson is on 97.1, and Tofty went off somewhere else.
You know, because Johnson and Tofty were hilarious. Even when they were doing their AM bit,
yeah,
I mean,
their
it was
AM
good stuff.
Was
even when they were originally paired together, it was more of a music format before they went to an
on the original 96.3,
yeah,
the rock station here. Well, anyway, so I guess Demolition Dumbass, his I guess way to make their show popular is to now go on their show in the morning and rip all over Craig, Al, and Andy. Now, don't get me wrong, the things they're saying are 100% true, that Craig, Al, and Andy are older than dirt. They are ancient. They do laugh at their own jokes entirely too much, but...
Like, well, no difference in, like, Bob and Tom or us.
Yeah. But you don't make a name... You don't make a name for yourself by going on the air and just ripping on the old guys, by ripping on the staple standard. You know what, guys? Newsflash for you. 15 seconds ago when you weren't on the air, Dave, you didn't have a job. You were, I think, working with UFC, and then they canned your ass. And Mahoney, you were doing overnights in the middle of the week.
Wait. Let's be fair, though. Overnights are a tough gig. I mean, let's look at our buddy Big Mexican.
Yeah, and Big Mexican doesn't just do the overnights, though.
That's true.
Big Mex does a lot of shit, and he still manages to get in a really cool show. But to think that, hey, I got an idea. Let's make it so that we start some radio drama, and then that'll be great.
Sounds familiar?
That's not how you make a name for yourself, and your morning show is retarded. One day a week, the guy gets drunk on the air. Which, by the way, any of you that any of you that listen to the radio, here's just a heads up for you. Anytime someone's drinking in the studio, they're not. The only show that ever did that was Opie and Anthony because it was a promotional item. You cannot legally drink on the radio. You can't do it.
Now, people can come in drunk.
People can come in drunk, yeah. But you can't sit like the power. Oh, God. The way they were used to tout the power hour as being
power hour.
Original. Yeah, they would do. They would drink 60 shots of beer in 60 minutes. I'm like, okay, that's like what? 7-8 beers. Yeah. It's really not all that much. I mean, my math is probably way off, but
right, not that much.
Their show is just bad. Their morning show is just not good. And you don't create a following by ripping on, hey, I got an idea. We've got this young hip station with this young hip music that plays almost the same music as the rock station. Hey, let's go ahead and make it young and hip by appealing to their senses and let's rip on the old guys. Let's go ahead and take on the establishment. How about you do some original shit? How about you come up with, hey, Dave, here's an idea. Come up with something that came out of your head and not out of a radio station that you weren't on. Why don't you come up with that and get some loyal listeners that way?
Or as Decaf likes to say, do what we do. And what was that tagline we're going to start using?
I'll turn the immaterial into subject matter.
Yes.
But I can't. As I throw my iPhone. I can't stand people who decide that the only way they're going to make a name for themselves is by taking on the establishment and creating drama.
But you're part of the establishment. Plus Vegas radio. I mean, if it's not NPR, it's going to be gone in 3.5 weeks.
You've taken over by a Beaner station anyway. That's half the stations are.
Oh, you know what? 11:40 a.m. I reprogrammed it in. I was like, oh, 11:40. They do talk.
Yeah, it's all in Spanish.
I'm like, what the fuck?
But I mean, seriously.
Back to NPR. People want to.
My wife's fucking happy, though. She's like, every station, she's like, I'm trying to turn up fucking station. Like, God damn it, I can't get 1 second fucking English.
But you know what? And people wonder why I've started listening like the NPR and shit like that.
Well, but it's okay to listen to NPR, but in the morning, I want to hear something remotely funny. And yes, Craig, Allen, Andy may be doing the same bits for like the last 10 years. Like, how funny is it really to have some guy calling in impersonating Bill Clinton, which we all know is Andy. Yes, we know. But seriously.
Hey, that's why I like, what was his name?
It's original content.
Yes. Who's the one guy that does that? Not Tom Likas.
I don't know. I know.
He calls
what you're
in
saying.
And does his own it's always him. But it's hilarious because you know people out there don't believe it.
Oh, I know. That's the best part is when you read on the forums, you're like, they have no idea that it's fake.
Exactly. I mean, that shit's good.
You know what else is killing me about local radio? And this is more of an international thing. Now
that is sucks.
Yeah, Savage, Michael Savage. Now, has anyone been keeping up on this? Michael Savage has been banned in the UK.
Really?
Yes, because of his hate speech, which it really is. Now, look, you can go ahead and
has Art Bell been banned on the moon?
He hates those Martians. You can go ahead and ban a guy for this shit, but I've heard him say a lot of racist shit before, but he's never said anything that offended me until Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Michael
Wednesday.
Savage's big thing right now is ripping on other conservative talk show lunatics because they're not conservative in us, and he called Bill O'Reilly... What do you call him? A corned beef eater.
A beef eater.
A corned beef eater.
Corned
beef and cabbage. Irish. That was a fucking Irish joke. Are you fucking kidding me? I finally get to show a little racial outrage. I'm fucking thrilled.
Oh, my. You really dug deep to get that racial outrage.
I had to. I had to dig deep, but I got it. Hey, look, goddammit, I've been practicing on acting indignant. Michael Savage has been banned in the UK, and he's now, here's the best part, he's trying to get Hillary Clinton and other U.S. senators to get outraged about this as well.
But she's not senator no more.
Hey, Mike, here's just a little tad for you, real quick. The U.S. Senate has nothing to do with crazy Europe. They have nothing to do with England. They have nothing to do with the European Union. They're not going to put pressure on the EU to allow you to come in. You're a fucking hate speech douchebag. And, yes, Cookie, I am Irish. And, you get what you earn on that one. You say you want gay people to die from AIDS, and you hope that sodomy kills them. This is how it all turns around on you.
Yeah, shit like that. I mean, yep. That's just horrible. Horrible, horrible stuff to be such a... Ugh.
Did you get out of your system this week?
Almost. Because racism can be funny if it's done right. Case in point, my favorite Negro.
Spankwagon Radio. All right, folks.
.net.
Can't interrupt that.
He can't do it. He can't do it.
All right. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
.net.
Does that count?
No. I'm too busy thinking about your 45 rants today. I was just like, it was a show of rants. And, yeah,
call
I know.
It. Yeah. Spankwagon.net.
.net.
Drink, bitch.
You can get a hold of us, radio@spankwagon.net. Send us an email and tell us what you think. Of course, twitter.com/spankwagon and myspace.com/spankwagon. Bunch of syndicates to thank. First off, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, the KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Showdown Network, Radio X UK. We love you, Juar.
Yeah, Juar, when's MRAF going to be on your schedule?
Never know. Trax Radio and Kiss 96.
And we're not live.
You know what?
We're talking about that.
The archive still might be coming back. We'll see what happens.
All right, so before we take it out, big thank you to everybody in the chat room. Dirty D, Radio X UK. Hey, gets it twice. Toe, Virtual One, Cookie, and all of our wonderful spammers.
Penny win.
We need a word to take us out for the night, gentlemen. Anybody?
Penis. By the way, don't forget to check out MRAF live here on Spankwagon and LV Rocks every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Or get the podcast by going to spankwagon.net.
.net.
.net.
Drink, bitches.
from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. The following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Hail to the king, baby.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone, my mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw.